This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of loving kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, listeners. Welcome to our episode today. We have the pleasure to interview Natalie Hickson and her husband, Mike. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
All right, family. So today we are tackling such a good subject that I know so many of you are just going to be so grateful that we're talking about this. So, finding growth through anger.
Wow.
Anger. And the reason why we have Natalie and Mike here is because Natalie really specializes in this topic. Natalie is a coach for mamas who are working through, I think what Natalie refers to as destructive anger, when it gets to a point where it's just toxic in your life and affecting your relationships, and she just really gets in there and helps moms find growth and healing, and it's just such a blessing, and we can't wait to hear more about everything that you do, Natalie. And Mike sounds like he's just the most amazing support system and dad. But we're going to really cover three subtopics of this area today. So number one, when we're referring to finding growth through anger, we're going to cover really starting with awareness around, you know, about how realizing anger has tipped into destructive kinds of behavior. And then number two, we're going to talk about how we can let anger move us to take action, how it's really never too late to start once you realize, like, uh-oh, this ain't good. And then number three, knowing that when you help yourself, you help your whole family. So it's going to be such a great conversation today. And Natalie, if you could start off, you and Mike, just telling us a little bit more about yourself and your business, Natalie, and we want to hear about from you too, Mike.
Yeah, sure. So currently I work at home and I'm coaching Christian mamas overcome destructive anger and burnout so they can really enjoy the journey of being a wife and a mom and let those years that are precious short years of the time that their babies are in their house to actually enjoy those times and create memories that are lasting and relationships with their kids that will be fulfilling and lasting for a lifetime. And that's my passion and that's what I do.
Wow. So awesome. And Mike, and what do you do, Mike, for a living?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm husband to Natalie and daddy to three wonderful, amazing girls. And I work in the financial planning space, working with business owners on their business planning. So definitely a busy life we have going on here.
Yeah.
And you guys are in Bozeman, Montana, right?
Yes, we're in Bozeman, Montana. And our girls are currently 8, 12, and 15.
Nice.
And they are homeschooled, but I call it Nana school because they actually go to my mom's house for school. She is their teacher. They're very, very blessed to have Nana be their teacher, and we're blessed to experience that that type of lifestyle. It's been really neat.
Wow, that is so cool. I just imagine this life you guys live over there, and I just think it's so cool.
Bozeman's cool. I went there a few years ago for a work trip, and it definitely left an impact on me on how beautiful it was and all the wildlife and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's right. I do remember you went there now.
Yeah, I remember on one car ride from, like, where I was staying to the airport, it was like, bald eagle, moose. everywhere I looked, it was like every epic animal you've ever seen. It was like, are we sure those are real?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So cool. Yeah, I think it's cool. So amazing that technology can just put us together, you know, from so many miles away. Cause we're in here in San Diego, California, and you're in Montana, and we just get to connect. So yay. All right, you guys. Well, let's get right into these topics that are going to really help families. So I think before we get started, I did want to say, you know, I think, Natalie, it sounds like you specialize in helping moms, but I think this is such an area. We have the guys with us today, of course, because, you know, anger is such a universal emotion, right? I mean, so much of what we're going to talk about today, not only, you know, is about moms who go through this and the dads and the husbands are affected, and we're a team as we work through and grow through this kind of stuff together, but it's also stuff that I'm sure we're going to speak to that will apply just as equally to a guy as it would to a girl, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I work with women, but it can absolutely be the husband in the relationship who's got the anger problem. And I don't specifically work with men one-on-one, but the tips that we talk about today and the things that we talk about can be really helpful for them as well. And on the flip side, having Mike here for the moms who are experiencing destructive anger, hearing the story of how them changing can absolutely bless their marriage and their kids and their family and make them grow in such an amazing, beautiful way. Them working through their anger will make their marriage and their family life so much better and more blessed.
Oh, yeah, so cool. And I am so excited to talk to you guys today because I really do feel like we share so much in common. You guys are high school sweethearts also, right?
Yes, we are.
Cool. So Terry and I have been together for 23 years now. He laughs because I always say it with a question mark. That was pretty firm,
that
right?
That was pretty
23
good.
Years.
That was pretty good.
So how about you, Natalie and Mike? How many years?
So we started dating in 96. Is that 22 years?
23 years.
23
year.
Years too. So yeah. Well, and then we got married in 01. So we've been married for 18 this year.
Same right. Here. What date in 01?
June 17.
That's all right. Crazy. We're June 2nd.
Yes.
What's your dating anniversary? I just have to know.
August 1st.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we were June 21st. That's so cool, you guys.
That is cool, right? And then I feel like we share in our stories because you and I, Natalie, had some anger stuff. And then it sounds like, if I'm, you know, hearing your story right, that you're going to tell here in a second, I'm going to tee you up. But it sounds like Mike and Terry were there alongside us just to come beside us and say, we are here for you 100%. So I feel like we share some similarities there of just having incredible men beside us.
So cool.
Yeah. All right. So let's start off our conversation with, will you tell us a little bit about how you, you know, landed upon being a coach of this subject? And what is your personal story? Like, what has God done in your life? Tell us all about it, because I love your personal story, and that's another area that I connect with a lot. And I always get goosebumps when I hear you say this story, because it really does mimic mine a lot with my daughter when she was really little. So tell us all about it.
Absolutely. So I knew from the beginning when I was a child, there was anger issues. You know, my parents were budding entrepreneurs, and there was a lot of stress, and the way that they worked through that stress was a lot of yelling and door slamming. And I say was, because that's not the case now. They've absolutely grown in God and in their love for each other and how to work through those things. So they've been a beautiful example to me on how to work through and strengthen your marriage together.
Wow.
But growing up with that, that was my coping mechanism. That's how I learned to deal with it. And I really, really use control as a way to, I try to control my situation with friends and my relationship with Mike, just anything I could do to manipulate. And anger was a way to do that, because if you're screaming at someone or if you're hitting somebody or berating them, that's a way to try to control them. And so that was where I was when we got married, basically using those type of ways to cope with my feeling of anger. You know, poor Mike, it was like living with a landmine. He didn't know what would set me off next. and I knew my anger was a problem, but I figured it was just the way I was, and I didn't know how to fix it.
Right.
And just kind of at a loss with it. A few years into our marriage, a couple years, we were blessed with our first daughter, Enya. And I'll tell you, motherhood overwhelmed me from the start. pregnancy was very difficult. I was sick the entire time. never really had relief from it until she was born. And then when we brought her home from the hospital, we talk about this.
She was a screamer.
Yeah, she was. First night home, she screamed all night long.
Same here. Yeah.
Yeah. And she wasn't a colicky baby. I know you ended up with colicky kiddos. We didn't end up with colicky kids, but it was just that first night that we remember, like, her screaming and us not knowing what to do and just looking at each other like, they let us leave the hospital with this kid. Like, are they sure that they should have done that?
Yeah.
But yeah, so just, and I'm sure a lot of moms can relate to this, just bringing her home. And I was worried and panicky and unsure what I was doing and I was young and, yeah, so my destructive anger really presented itself throughout all of this. I would get mad at Mike. I would leave him with Enya as an infant and, like, drive off for hours. Right. I'd be gone. Just not sure what to do. I was scared of myself. I was scared of Enya. I was scared of Mike. I was just like, what do I do with myself? And as she grew, she and I, like, when she hit her twos, we both really peaked at that point. We would both be on the floor throwing 2-year-old tantrums. It's not a pretty thing to admit, but literally on the floor, like screaming, kicking, crying, right, screaming at each other. Like we're just stuck in that same phase. And I was at a point where I created a habit of going to my closet just to protect her from me. And I would lock the door because I didn't want to hurt her. And I was hurting her anyways, but I didn't want to hurt her worse. So, and things continued to go on. I still didn't know what to do with myself. Didn't know what to do with the anger. And I actually started to blame her for my anger as well. Like if it weren't for you, she would just stop doing this. If she would just listen to me, like I wouldn't get so angry. And then our second daughter, Skye, was born when Enya was about 3. And from the moment we brought Skye home, Enya was a mess. Like she just crumbled at everything. And she loved her sister. She and her sister had like kind of a sweet bond from the beginning, but it was really us. And to be honest, it was really me that she was taking her frustrations out on. Her tantrums were epic, out of control. We didn't know what to do. And I can even remember looking at Mike going, is there like a boot camp we can send our 4-year-old to do with her, you know? And it was at a point where I'm finally like, I need to schedule a therapist for her because she's got to deal with this.
We could have had kids at the same boot camp.
I know.
Well, and if you hear the common theme in this story so far, it was her. Like, she needs the therapist.
Yeah.
She needs to go, right? So we went. Mike and I took her, and we went to the therapist and for kind of a meet and greet. And she observed Enya, and she had Enya leave the room. Do you remember this, Mike?
Yeah, very clearly,
yes. Yep. She had Enya leave the room, and she sat there and looked at both of us, and she said, you know, Enya's a perfectly normal 4-year-old. And I looked at her, and I was like, well, yeah, because you haven't seen her at home.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. And she's like, no, you know, I don't need to see Enya, actually. I really need to see you, Natalie. And I was shocked. I was like, what?
Right.
You know, and that was the big turning point for me. I remember being taken back, and I was like, okay, whatever. But she continued. She's like, you need to be in here to see me. I think that we need to work together. And as angry as it made me feel to hear her say it, I knew she was right.
Yes.
And really deep down, I was relieved that someone was finally going to help me.
Yeah.
So I really thank God for giving her the courage to be so honest with me. And so after at that point, I started working with her, and through that whole experience with her, one of the biggest takeaways I had was I realized that I had stopped growing through the emotion of anger at age 2. I didn't know how to cope past age 2 on how to deal with anger and process anger, so that's where my 2-year-old tantrums were coming out. And so I had to learn how to grow up, basically. And that's exactly what I started to do. And I didn't do it alone. I pulled Enya into it. I explained to her that after my destructive anger episodes of mine, I would get down on her level and I would apologize to her that I hurt her and would would just sit there and recover with her and ask for her forgiveness, ask for God's forgiveness. And nice. I can remember taking her hand many times and putting it on my face and just looking into her eyes and saying, you know, I'm sorry Mama struggles with anger. And I know it scares you. It scares me too, but I'm working on getting better every day. And you need to tell me how you're feeling, and I'm going to try to tell you how I'm feeling. And together we're going to work through this and grow through this. And I'll always be here for you.
Okay, sorry, I have to stop you because I'm crying. I know as people listen to this, like, there are so many moms out there who are just going to be like, dude, this is incredibly beautiful and so what's going on in homes all across the world. So thank you, Natalie. Gosh, okay, I'm going to let you keep going because I just had to say that's beautiful.
Yes, thank you for that transparency. And that's so, like, perfect for where Fresh Start Family is and where we want to, you know, be there for people is in these real moments that, you know, wherever you consider yourself on the spectrum of anger, everybody feels it. And I think everybody, like, has this messiness that most people don't share. So thank you for sharing.
God, it's just such a beautiful story. Okay, please go on.
From my perspective, through that time, it was a time of growth for all of us. I think that we were all kind of frozen in our growth and where we were because of anger and other issues at the time, for sure. Yeah. But we couldn't grow because we were stuck in this. So getting help for that particular issue really opened the door for us to grow through a lot of things together, both between Natalie and I in our relationship, but with our girls and each of us individually. So wow. It was definitely a time of growth for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that subject number one, awareness, just being aware that, you know, all those things that you highlighted, you said, you know, you never grew past age two. Being aware that it wasn't your daughter, it was, you know, you were playing this huge role in the dance. It was this idea of awareness, it sounds like, that really came to the
foreground. Yeah, and just like humility, I've found that as an adult, as I get older, I just honor, like, humility and humbleness as, like, such an incredible thing. Like, I see it as such strength. Like, when, you know, when we have those moments when we, like, become aware of this mess that we've kind of gotten into a habit of, and then instead of, like, having our hearts harden, we choose to step into a state of humble learning and say, God, what do you, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to learn and grow. Just help me. I just find that to be so strong and, like, inspirational. And like I said, it just brings me to tears because I love meeting other people who step into that, because it just, the beauty that it creates is phenomenal. So before we get into these three subjects, take us through, because obviously that was like 10 years ago now. So what has this path, like, that you landed upon at that time? It sounds like you had an incredible, you know, counselor, and what does it look like now to where you are at now?
Sure. So, like you were just basically saying, like, it wasn't just me maturing. It was me maturing with my walk with God through all of this. Like, he healed me. He healed Enya. He healed my relationship with Enya. And I say Enya, I mean, I know Sky was there, but she really didn't get the brunt of it like Enya did. And we have our third daughter, who I always chuckle whenever I'm upset or something, you know, she doesn't get her way. She's like, you're so mean. And Enya and I look at each other like, she's got no idea. Right? But the more I walked with him, the more I depended on him to lead me and love me through every episode of destructive anger and mistake I made, the healthier I became. Awesome. And the beautiful, beautiful thing that I love about this whole story is, if you ask Enya today, if she remembers any of the destructive anger, like around 2, 3, 4, she would tell you no. Right. And I know, first of all, it's the grace of God. And second, it's because with his strength, I was able to put myself on her level and show her what being human was like. Mm-hmm. You know, us parents were a living example for our kids of what sin does to humans.
Yeah.
And if we try to hide and cover up our inadequacies and our mistakes and try to pretend that they didn't happen, that's where we really go wrong with our kids. We need to show them
that
We mess up. And through all of that, like telling your kids sorry that you screwed up, through all of that, you're just being an example of the grace. You're letting them, you're giving them the ability to give you grace. And again, when there's an issue and you need to forgive them, like you are offering grace and you're showing them that beautiful example of God's grace for us and that love that God has for us as a parent.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Such a choice, you know what I mean? I work with so many families across the world, and sometimes, unfortunately, you know, parents choose the other route, which is the blame. Like, if my kid was just not crazy, if my kid just wasn't so strong-willed, if my kid just would listen better, then I wouldn't have to yell, I wouldn't have to. But, you know, your story is about intentionally choosing to say, no, I take responsibility for this, and I ask for forgiveness, and I am transparent with my child. And so it's just beautiful because I agree 100% that is what teaches our children how to change their actions and how to receive that teaching that God's giving us is by watching their parents do it. And so yeah, I love it.
It's awesome. And I'll tell you what, just to throw this out there, people would say when she's throwing her epic tantrums at 2 or 4 or whatever, they're like, oh, just wait when she's 14, when she's 12. She's right. Going to be acting that way, but so much worse. And first of all, I have to say, if people say that to you, you have the ability to tell them, don't speak that over my kids.
Yeah.
And she's not that way. She's absolutely not. Like, she's an amazing teenager, and I'm so, so proud of her. And
awesome.
She's nothing like I would have expected them to say she was.
Yeah.
Not, you know, she's got her thing. She still rolls her eyes at me, but it's...
Right.
She's a teenager and she's working through her own things, but it's because of the work that I put in when she was young to work through this myself and change. I've given her the ability to learn how to process anger and work through anger. And because of that, we can communicate on a way different level as a teenager right now.
What a gift. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just continue to grow as she becomes an adult.
Oh, so beautiful. We're not going to go into our story today. Listeners can listen to episode 1 if they want to hear it. But it literally is so, wouldn't you say, Terry, like so many levels are almost the same.
There's a lot there. And I think just this idea too, you said that there are these fears too, that if you parented a certain way, then your kid might grow up to be this thing that you didn't like.
Right.
I think the key thing there is parenting out of fear or parenting using fear.
Is
actually you're letting the enemy take a hold of you instead of, you know, letting God lead you to something that could be much more beautiful, and admitting that we're all a work in progress and using that as a way to just show kids how life can work and a way through it.
And now it sounds like, you know, our daughter is 11 now. It sounds like your daughter's 15. Is that right?
Yes.
And she'll be
16 this year. Yeah.
But yeah, it's very similar. Like, you know, it's so cool to be on the, you know, other side of that. So I always tell our listeners or the families I work with, it's like, I'm no different, you know, than any of you. I'm just like a decade ahead, you know? And so we get to be these kind of, I don't know, role models, or like just an example of like when you lean into personal development, when you let God guide you on like really growing and looking at some of the unhealthy behaviors in your life and working together as a family, like this is what happens. Like you do end up with tweens and teenagers where you feel completely connected and like, yes, there's ups and downs, they're normal kids, but like it feels so good right now for us to have a tween. I mean, again, she's 11, but it's like, we just feel so connected and like, you know, she's doing great. Like you would never have known back in the day, because I get a lot of families through my membership program, The Bonfire, who they'll be in Trader Joe's and they're trying to like work with their kiddo who's throwing a tantrum in ways of like high integrity that we teach them. And then some like, some gentleman or some dude, like some mom, I don't know, some person will be like, wow, you better get a hold of that or else you're going to end up raising an entitled brat. Or you, if I were you, I would take her in the back and give her a good spanking and everything would be fine. And so, you know, they come and they're crying and we give them support and we're like, no, you're doing great. But it's like those things are really scary when you have those little ones that are really like out of control and throwing the tantrums and you're in that state. Because so many listeners right now are in that state, right? They're not on the other side of it like we are. They're in that state where they're like, I'm not sure, like, it's inspirational to hear Natalie, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm telling you should see my kid. And so I think it's cool that we both have these stories where it's like, yeah, we hear you. Like, it was really volatile in both of our homes. And now, a decade later, it's absolutely incredible to see what God's done with it. So,
yeah. And not just with our kids, but me working on my destructive anger really helped Mike and I's relationship as well, because of course I'm learning how to communicate better and communicate with him and not try to control him. We're able to work together, and it absolutely, not just like our marriage getting better and healed, because I mean, we were at the brink of divorce at one point, but it's our family thriving. He's thriving not only in just our marriage, but I see you thriving in your business and your work, and you're happy and you're not stressed out all the time. And it's just really cool to see.
And one last thing. Yeah, you go, Mike.
One thing I want to throw out here right now at this moment is, as Natalie was working through anger and that relationship with Enya, Natalie and I were working through our own things in our relationship. And it's funny, after Natalie went to this therapist for a number of years, then I ended up going to the same person for a few years myself. And one of the things that I learned through that process was the only person that I can change is myself. The only behaviors that I can change are what I do. And so in my relationship with Natalie, I can't go to her and say, hey, you need to change how you're reacting to the kids. You need to change how you're being in anger. I can only change myself and how I react and what I say in situations. And that's really important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
In relationships and in your marriage and with your kids, you can only change yourself.
Mm-hmm. I totally feel you there, Mike. It's to learn what part you play in a dance, well, first you have to be aware of it and then humble enough to actually, you know, say, okay, I'm going to get some help on my side. I'm going to look real hard at what I'm doing. You know, I know our pastor has said too, you can't control other people. You can control yourself and your environment around you. So just making your environment, and you know, yourself the way that you were designed to be, and not forgetting that in moments, in heated moments, in moments with your kids, your wife, or anything. Like, that's the biggest thing that you can do. And you're right, trying to control somebody else or trying to change somebody else can be a real uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even when it's like seems logical, right? I mean, it's like, you know, for back in our story, it's like, yeah, I would slam doors or scream or throw stuff down the stairs or something, and it seems logical that Terry would need to say to me like, "Hey, you need to really change." But that was the last thing that was going to make me change back then. Like, he, same story, Mike, he ended up going to personal development courses and just falling in love with, you know, that ours is more like personal development, life coaching work that we've done for the last decade. But it's like, it's the same thing. He got to fall in love with it and just work on like, how should I respond when Wendy's in these states where she's just so upset or so depressed and hopeless about parenting, instead of thinking like, hey, how can I make Stella change, or toddler, or how can I make Wendy change? And it was just, it opened up the door to allow me to do what I needed to do, and he was doing what he needed to do, and then naturally, like, our little Stella, she was able to do what she needed to do, and that was all just living up to, you know, what God had in store for us, which was all good. So
yeah, we're all works in progress. It's not like, oh, you need to go handle that on your side. I mean, yeah, one thing might be more pronounced than another, but you know, we're all being shaped and formed every day. So you know, I think we all gotta do our part in growing.
Yeah, and we are going to get into these three subjects real soon, but Mike and Terry, maybe you guys could speak to, like, just stepping into that, like Mike mentioned, like, it was a therapist for him. For you, Terry, it was personal development weekends with your Infinite Life, but, like, you know, could you guys speak to, like, how that, you know, ended up, I'm thinking, Terry, maybe you put the words to this, but, like, made you feel stronger, and because I think guys that are listening may be like, I don't know, chicks go to therapist and chicks go to personal development work, but, like, I know I've seen you, Terry, fall in love with it. Like, and so if you guys could just speak to the guys about how that's, it's not weak to get help. It's actually strong. It's like,
So, I mean, for myself, yeah, I found, you know, this strength in vulnerability, sharing uncomfortable things, or letting your guard down, or connecting with people, whether you know them or not. And then, you know, really, like, going through those areas, like, you're actually less afraid of them on the other side. You have a clearer mind. You can make decisions that are more in line with who you really are. You can stand on a firmer foundation without worrying about what other people think about you. Which I think, you know, is a big part of, you know, whether guys, you know, admit it or not, but there's so much about, like, you know, what do these other guys think of me, or what, right, you know, and that starts at a very young age. I found, pushing into this work, and, you know, you end up having a, you know, a stronger, firmer foundation just on your own with God, with your relationships, everything. And you can just be rocked less, when something happens, or when somebody comes your way and doesn't agree with you, you're like, I'm good. I got a clear head. And I'm good. So that's where I've really found strength in pushing more and more into any kind of self-growth.
Yeah, that's great. I think for me, when it came to dealing with our relationship and dealing with Natalie's anger, I really had a lot of fear around it. And in a relationship, I think where I went with that, oftentimes I was very passive and tried not to create conflict, or tried to avoid subjects that I knew would create conflict or create a fight or something like that. Right. And over time, as I really worked through my own personal development, I realized that for me to be the leader that I needed to be in our home and in our relationship, I really had to step into doing the right thing no matter what the consequences might have been.
Nice. Yeah.
Meaning I couldn't fear Natalie's reaction. I couldn't fear that she was going to get angry. I had to say what I needed to say. I had to lead in the way that I needed to lead, and that took a lot of work. It took a lot of working with coaches myself and reading a lot of books and a lot of going on walks with Natalie and just talking through these things.
Wow. That's
yeah.
So awesome.
Taking the path of least resistance. I can relate to that. But that doesn't always take you where anybody wants you to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for sharing, Mike. That's awesome. And Terry, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So Natalie, I'm going to pass this back to you for a second because we've got these three subjects. We're just going to kind of, because we always liked our listeners to walk away with three like kind of takeaways, right? Where how can they can really apply and create forward movement or positive change. So these three subjects, the first one is, and we've talked to this, but maybe if you could tell us just a little bit more, is awareness, realizing anger has tipped into destructive kinds of behavior as like the number one step. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I would say when you realize that you're hurting your kids and your marriage, you know, you some telltale signs, you're screaming, you're slamming doors, you are spanking out of anger, you are belittling, you're threatening. When you yourself, in today's age, find yourself on social media scrolling a lot, trying to check out, those types of behaviors are really, they're not healthy, and you need help. And it's not your kids. Your kids aren't going to get better by you saying that they need to get better. Yeah. They're going to get better when mom decides or dad decides that they need to get better and they're willing to put the work and effort in to do it. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy, first of all, to put your pride down and say you have the issue. It's much easier to blame other people and say it's them. You know, it's easier to say your parents are the ones who raised you and because of them, that's who you are and you'll never change. And I'll just blame them the rest of my life and then blame your kids because they're being kids. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They only have you for an example. So it's really a hard look at yourself and say, okay, you know what? I'm the one who's got these issues. And the other thing too is the moms or dads who are out there afraid to reach out. I really want to encourage them. The ones who are afraid that, you know, that they'd be turned in to social services or something. You know, if you know that you're hurting your kids and you don't know how to fix it and you don't want to lose them or anything like that, you have to reach out to a safe source, a safe place, and begin that journey. Don't sit there in your closet and think that this is the end for you. You absolutely, there's safe people. There's me, there's you guys, there's people to reach out to that are safe places to help you begin that journey of overcoming.
Yes, which is a perfect segue into number two, which is letting anger move you to take action. It's never too late to start. So I love that, Natalie, and I'm going to speak to this, but it's like in our Bonfire community membership, I always tell people, like, we have a hashtag emergency, basically, whereas we try to log off for the weekend, but we always say, like, if there's a point where you are so frustrated and like you think you're going to hurt your kiddo or like hashtag emergency, message us, like we will respond immediately. But we really welcome that transparency. And we, of course, like in positive parenting, we preach, like we empower parents with like how to not hurt your kids to teach them. And at the same time, like we understand that we're all human beings who so many families across the nation are struggling with this across the world. And so we really welcome that transparency, you know, like just come to the table and tell us and then we'll get you supported. So absolutely. I love this one. Letting anger move you to take action. It's never too late to start.
Well, when we look at anger as the emotion itself, that's what anger is. Anger, God has anger. It's a righteous anger and it's an emotion that we are born with.
Yes.
This is how we were created. And anger is that any negative feeling really is an emotion to move you to take action. Anger in and of itself is not a bad thing. Anger is a beautiful emotion when we look at it in the right way and we use it in the right way. So anger is healthy and it's to alarm us that there's something not right. And we need to protect others or ourselves. and to move us to take action. So, and that's why I make a difference between anger and destructive anger. Destructive anger is hurting. It's yeah. hurting the people around us. Anger in itself can be very productive in, right. in moving us to do the right thing. So yes, your kid screams at you, rolls your eyes, makes you upset. Okay, that makes you angry. So that's when we need to process the anger. We feel the anger. We work yeah. through the anger. We communicate about the anger. You know, like my teenager, she's been rolling her eyes at me a lot.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, you know what? Here's my feedback for you. And right. I don't say it like that. Basically, that's what I'm doing is I'm giving her feedback. Hey, you know what, Enya, that first of all, it hurts my feelings. And second of all, it makes me kind of upset
yeah.
that you would treat me that way. And so speaking through that, I'll be on calls with my clients and tell them, you know, when you start to get really angry at your toddler, you need to start telling them why you're angry.
Right.
And express that you are angry and work through that. Communicate. And maybe you're angry because of something that just happened to you. Maybe you have a headache. Maybe somebody just cut you off while you're driving.
Right.
You know, who knows what it is, and you're starting to take it out on your kids. You really need to, at that point, look at them and say, hey, you know what? I'm not angry because of you. You are not the cause of my anger. I'm yes. angry because I'm feeling this way from something else. I'm going to remove myself from the situation, take a time out, work through this. If they did something that was, you know, and I know you speak to this stuff in how you work with your moms and dads, but just, you know, removing yourself from the situation, working through it, and then working through them with a disciplinary action to what their consequences were and stuff later.
Yeah.
When you're not angry and upset.
Yeah, we're big fans of telling our kids, I feel, you know, like yes. just because you feel a certain way, emotions come and go. They, you know, it's not that you are like you are. This doesn't define you. This isn't who you are as a person. It just means that you feel angry. I feel angry. And then it passes. But part of it, you know, especially what we study in our life coaching work with the company we were called Your Infinite Life. It's like madness, you know, or sad or madness or anger. It's like when you feel it all the way through, and sometimes you're going to communicate it, sometimes you won't, but when you feel it all the way through and let it pass, you actually get to experience your inner strength, which is like, mm-hmm. what action are you going to take? You know, yeah. sometimes it's just feeling it all the way through and you don't even need to take action, but it's just so many of us are never trained in actually how to feel it all the way through, how to let it pass. Like even with the points when you're like, your jaw is clenched, your fist, mm-hmm. you want to like slam the door or whatever. It's like, instead you sit down and you feel it all the way through. Then all of a sudden you get to experience that inner strength, which is yes. so powerful. Like that's
in the
true
beginning,
power.
I like to say, don't judge yourself for the thoughts you have. Maybe you are thinking negative thoughts about the other person. Right. Let them come. Let them flow out. Like, not to the person.
Right.
But as you are in your own, like, personal timeout, it's okay if you're thinking bad thoughts about them. Let it out and don't judge yourself for it, because you've got to just, wherever you're processing, you need to process it. And that's part of processing.
Yes.
So, yeah, totally.
Which you help families with, we help families with. Like, there's so many outlets, you know, that families can go, or moms, you know, can, dads, whoever it is, can go and get help. So yeah, whether it's through Fresh Start Family, whether it's your coaching program, which I'm going to have you tell us a little bit here at the end. And then is there any more resources that you would recommend? So of course, like the Fresh Start Family Foundations course, our Family yeah. membership program, like I always say, DM me on Instagram, email me, like I'm sure you're the same way. Like, but is there other resources that you want to list out here, like real practical stuff for people?
Right, really. And just in general with that, I don't really work towards the parenting part of things. And that's right. why I love the connection with you guys, because I love what you're doing with the parenting end. I'm really helping just specifically moms work through the anger on their own and what they're dealing with and working through.
Yeah.
As far as other resources, man, I don't specifically have anything for sure in mind to like
yeah. say,
but I do know that for me, as I started to grow through these things and got consistent with God, life in general started to feel less overwhelmed. My house was more tidy. My meal plans were together.
Yeah.
You know, just like fellowship and church family, all these things started to kind of really come together. And it was just a really beautiful, I don't know, it's just like really cool how when you start to take the action in your personal life, what happens around you.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with, you know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@freshstartfamilyonline.com once you sign up, and I will get you the foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful, positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax for all the details.
Isn't that cool, though? Because, like, I think a lot of people would think that you would need to tidy the house, get your meal planning dialed and all those things, and then that would make the rest of your life better instead of the other way around. It's just that's looking at things from a different angle. And I think that's a perfect segue to number three here, is that knowing that when you help yourself, you help your whole family.
Absolutely true. So many times we think, you know, there's a quick fix to making things better. And we do look for the organizing course or the best meal plan or the best diet, those type of things. But honestly, those things don't really happen until you change what's going on inside your mind.
Yeah.
Your mindset is everything. And you know what? Changing your mind is harder than anything else that you're going to do. And that's why people avoid it, because it takes so much work to work through what's actually going in and how to change your thoughts and how to change your results through all of this. But that's the beautiful thing about what you guys do and what I do with coaching. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I guess more like 12 years ago now, when we reached out to therapists, there weren't life coaches like this,
right,
that there is today, and especially not Christian. Christian was, that's why I'm a Christian right. life coach, is because there's not enough Christian life coaches that yeah. I thought. That's when I started Christian life coaching schools for that very reason.
Awesome.
I prefer coaching over therapy any day
yeah.
because it moves you to, it moves you forward, and it really helps you in a mindset to create those mindset shifts that you're really looking for.
Yeah, I think that was that's a huge reason why, you know, Wendy has, you know, dove so far into Fresh Start Family, and also for us starting this podcast too, is I'm sure you can relate. There's a stigma around sharing your feelings or sharing these hard things. You know, there's such a desire, it seems like, for people just to be like, everything's great. Yeah, how are the kids? Everything's great. And like, there can be a whole nightmare and a mess going on behind closed doors. So mm-hmm. we're just like, you know, thank you so much for your transparency. And I'm sure, you know, there's this wall to break through, I think, for people to actually say, you know what? Yeah, there is a bit of a mess. And you know what? Maybe I'm participating in it. And you know what? Maybe I should step forward and invest in either myself or my family. And I think that's where we're just encouraging people just to say, invest in yourself, invest in your relationships, invest in your family, so that, you know, you can get on the other side of a lot of these things. And sometimes you don't even realize how bad it is. You know, it yeah. sounds like you yeah. guys were definitely there. So, you know, we're all here just to say, invest in your family, invest in yourselves, do it.
And you yes. know what I love is that these little teeny human being souls that we get blessed with are often what God uses as that catalyst.
Yes.
You know, isn't that crazy? Like, oh, you know, I was same, very similar to your story, Natalie, you know, grew up same way, had these behaviors, but nothing tipped the scales like a wild toddler. Like
right?
that is what took it over the edge where I was like, whoa, dude. I got some stuff, like, let me, uh-huh. and that's what made me say yes to, like, walking into a personal development weekend, which changed my whole life. But, like,
yeah.
I think it's so cool that, so I encourage listeners, you know, like, just remember that if your toddler or your young child or whoever it is challenging you to your core, and you find yourself on your knees saying, something's not right here, then that is such a beautiful, I think, way of God opening the door to you to say, come in. Let's work on this. Look at this. Like, thank you, little one, for pointing this out, for shining a light on this area that obviously needs work, because they represent, you know, like, it's not just the kids. It's also going to be the colleagues at work or the relationships with your spouse or your sister or your brother or your parents. Like, they just open the door for us to get, like, to the root of the problem, you know? So I just love that,
yeah.
even though it feels so awful if you're in that position where you're just like, dude, I'm butting heads with my kids all the time, and, like, it's just chaos. Like, it's actually a beautiful opening if we allow ourselves to take it.
If it's okay, I'd like to go back really quick to one of the points where it's not too late to turn around and speak to the parents who may be listening who do have older kids.
Yeah.
Maybe even adult kids.
Yeah.
And it's never, ever too late. I don't care if you're 80 and your kids are, like, in their 50s or something. Like, it's never too late to turn around and say you're sorry and apologize and tell your kids. And I've told this to Enya. I said, you know, if anything ever comes up as you're growing up, as you're working through stuff that you feel like mama needs to apologize for, that really hurt you, or, you know, because who knows if she'll ever
right.
have anything that comes up for her, but she needs to know from me that, and her daddy, that we will always be here to help her work through that, to help her work through it, and to apologize and take responsibility for any of our actions that created pain in their life. And
yeah.
just offering that to your kids and to work through that, it doesn't matter what age you are, your kids are, you can turn that relationship around for sure. And doing that will also help your grandbaby someday, because you're helping change the things for generations when you decide to stand up and take the change.
Yes.
Make the change.
Just microphone drop. Yes. I love that. It's so true. I feel like that's what fires me up, is so many families who say yes to this kind of work are literally changing generational cycles, and that is hard work. It's something that Terry and I have fallen in love with, like the personal development stuff. But at first, when you step into that, that is hard. And like, especially like in the beginning, when you're trying to change and you're, you know, having days where you feel like you fail, like getting back on and stepping back into it tomorrow with a fresh start, that's hard work. But I'm just honored that, you know, I get to work with families who step into that, because it's powerful. Yeah. You look 50, 100 years down the road and you're like, wow, you were the catalyst for that. You decided to change the cycle there and end the cycle. So,
and that's exactly what we've been called to do, right? You know, that's what God wants us to do, is to light other people up. And we can start doing that within our own families.
Yeah, there's such a huge ripple effect that happens. And I think modeling some of these, you know, new ways of dealing with feelings that you've described in front of your kids, you know, we've seen it, that it's like planting these seeds that years later, instead of your kid having some, you know, blow up of epic proportions or just kind of, you know, perpetuating this cycle or this behavior, or, you know, God forbid, making a huge mistake with it, they come to you and they say, I feel really angry. This is where I'm at. And describing that, you know, where they're at, and so that you have a connection instead of this, just, you know, the same thing that mom and dad did, and the same thing that their parents did, and the same thing that everybody else did. And then, you know, it can finally change.
Can you imagine if we would have had that as teens? Like, right. You know, Terry and I have been together since we were little, I don't know, babies. I'm just kidding. No. But I mean, we grew up as teenagers together. And like, there was definitely some behavior when we were teenagers that if we would have just been able to like communicate with our parents and been like, hey, I'm feeling this way, like, can we, you know, whatever. So it's with each other.
We could go peers, on for hours.
Gosh, Natalie and Mike, what a pleasure it's been to chat with you guys. Natalie, why don't you help us wrap it up with just letting listeners know where they can find you. I know you have an incredible life-transforming coaching program. So just tell everybody where they can find you if they want to get in touch with you and talk to you a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah. I'm over at nataliehickson.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. Natalie Hickson is my handle. And you can reach out to me on any of those places. And I would love to talk to anyone who's struggling in the destructive anger and burnout, help them find the right way for them, whether it's working with me or if they just need parenting help and come to you guys, you know, whatever it is, I'm just there to point you in the right direction.
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys are definitely a blessing. It's been so much fun. Thank you, Mike, for joining us too.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
It's awesome.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. This was I think a perfect compliment to the Fresh Start Family Show today. It was so nice talking to you guys.
You too. Thank you.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide, where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop, where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.